Because I bet you that's some shit. I'm pretty sure.
I'm not 5%
sure. So, okay. Welcome back to another episode of
Unfiltered Brothers. Oh, yeah, I forgot we were recording that. Are we going to keep this?
Jordan, me. I don't know. We may not keep it, you know. But here you have your boy, Derek. There you have your boy, Ford. Boy, what you looking at?
My headphones disconnected. I'm trying to reconnect them.
There you have your boy,
Ryan. What's going on there, man?
And yeah, you boy, Joe.
So, look at him. Look at him. Hey, dog, Ford, put your fingers, put your glasses down a little bit and push them back up. You about 70 years old, my boy. Oh, he can't hear. He's looking on headphones.
He's looking like the old really do look like
he's looking like the old
technology.
Yeah. That's what he look like. Look at him.
See, can we crack jokes? Can I crack
jokes? He gonna say, "This is Tunisia."
How about to say, like Ratatouille?
Oh, you gonna roast this man?
The way he was, you know, the crazy in the camera, is, it looked like he was sniffing. It looked like he was sniffing his hair.
That's fucked up. He can't even hear you right now because he look at
him. I can hear you.
Oh. Did you hear Derek call you a rat?
I didn't say a rat. I said Ratatouille.
And what is Ratatouille, my boy? All right, then.
A Disney character.
Uh-huh, yeah. A Disney character portraying what, my boy?
Something.
A robot. I'm like, chef. Look. Red, back of my mind, I said, this nigga say a chef.
I was about to, man. How y'all feeling?
Be all right.
Nah, man, fuck all this. We're going to go ahead and we gonna tell y'all what happened. So we recorded the 30s. Because you know what? I'm not going to sit here and act like
you tired of it?
Yeah.
It's the year of truth, huh? It's the year of truth, huh? Shout out to Ken.
I'm going to say, yeah, what I'm not about to do is act like it didn't happen. So for the past 30 minutes, we've been on this podcast talking and stuff like that, talking to y'all and everything like that. We realized after the first break that we weren't recording. So what I'm not about to do is ask these fools how they're doing, how they're feeling, what's new, because I've heard it all. We already argued, we've already ended our relationship, we already said we miss and love each other.
But
we segwaying.
It's not for us. It's been a while since we recorded. I wanted the audience to know how y'all been doing. We don't have to go into it.
There it is. Everybody answer. Now, segue. Man.
Leave it to Joe.
Oh, man. I ain't want to not sick be honest.
I'm sick of it, man. But nah. We don't have to get into it, man.
We'll tell y'all how we doing next time.
Yeah, next time.
When we record for the beginning.
I believe we have a good conversation for this episode. So I wanted to bring up the topic of perspective and maturity. I thought of the topic after I was watching Terry Crews interview on Club Shay Shay. I thought it was a good interview. If y'all watch that type of stuff, those types of podcasts, go check it out if you want to. He pretty much got into the conversation of when he put out the lawsuit against the Hollywood agent who assaulted him. And just pretty much with everything that's going on in the media today, I wanted to ask y'all a question. But before I ask that question, I just needed to know what was y'all initial reaction when you first heard that news about Terry Crews? Because it's going to really shape, you know, the question, how y'all answer this one right here.
Well, you know, since they want to be quiet, you know.
Well, I saw you unmuted, so I didn't want to start talking to you.
Motherfucker, I could have been doing anything with my hands.
But you unmuted, so I was right.
Anyway, Rand, you
can speak if you want.
You know, that's why you really can't judge a book by its cover, because you know, just looking at how he carries himself and stuff like that, you wouldn't think that he went through anything like that. So you know, it's kind of like shocking.
I was shocked, and I think I was shocked more or less because Terry Crews is such a big dude. And I was like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, in my mind, I was like, you could probably beat up anybody, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, but another, but that's also goes into the conversation, which I'm pretty sure we're not going to have today, but it goes to the conversation of like, these things happen to men too, but men don't talk about it. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't really talk about how young men or men in general are, or they go through these uncomfortable situations or anything like that. And hearing Terry Crews, like, I mean, I ain't gonna hold y'all, not to change the topic too much, but, you know, Nickelodeon's dropping their thing. Because yeah. Now all the NDAs are over there. So, like, yeah, all
that's the crazy. That's crazy to say.
Yeah, but that, yeah. Actually, that whole sentence was wild. But, like, your NDAs are over. So now we can probably talk about, like, all the that's been going on as far as that goes. You know, like all those shows like iCarly, Drake and Josh, all these kids are coming out now. Well, all these adults are coming out and saying that when they were kids, they had like unfair work conditions and going on. And Drake Bell is like, he was headlining it because he's like, I'll tell his story and everything like that. But it happened. Like in Hollywood, it happens way more than we thought. And it's actually kind of crazy when you can't even think about it. But it blew my mind to hear Terry Crews did it, but I don't know. Like, I was like, Terry? I was like, man, that's wild, bro. Like, but why though? You know?
Yeah.
Like,
How about you, Ford?
Well, yeah. I'm over. Like Duran and Joe said, like, Terry, he big, so you know, every time, like, I first, you know, known Terry from Friday After Next. So, like, that big dude Friday After Next, him getting, like, nah, but you know, it can't happen to anybody.
So I got a question because I didn't watch the Terry Crews one yet. So did he explain like the scenario that led up to it, or did he go into details about that, or did he just like say it happened and now this is where it is?
Yeah, they really didn't go into details of it. With the interview, he was going a lot into his careers and how he got pretty much the roles that he got, and just how he was grateful for having those roles, because you know he was in Training Day, and you know he didn't get paid for that.
Yeah,
he was just there at the scene because somebody was like, hey, they filming down here, so he was just standing on the side, and the director was just
wow,
like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, you can get in film and everything like that, but yeah, he was just telling his story of how he got into get into all the roles, and you know he was in Expandable. And he was all the way until, I think he was in 1-3, and I think he wasn't in 4. But pretty much, he put out the lawsuit against the executive. Well, not the executive, the agent.
Is that the joint? Sorry. Is that the joint with, like, the action joint with Sylvester Stallone and
all of them in there? Yeah, all of them in there.
So it was the dude from that. That's who he's suing.
No. So he was, that's how he got into his lawsuit.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, he was just pretty much saying why he didn't continue in that franchise because he had put out, he had did the lawsuit, and pretty much the director was like, "If you don't drop it, like we can't work with you." So it's kind of crazy how they wanted him, like how they wanted him to drop that case.
Why? What does that got to do with? What does one have to do with the other?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, but then he got into
Hollywood is trash, bro.
Hollywood's crazy. Yeah, so he went into that into that topic. But similar to what you laughing at for?
Ran.
Oh, Ran.
Yeah. Hey, back there tagging his tail.
Man, she was pulling the fuck out of my ear, bro.
Good father ass nigga.
Oh, good daddy. I want to be like him when I have a child. Right.
I respect it.
She a trip, man.
Nah. Similar to y'all, it was like, you too big. Like, you too big to let that happen to you.
That's a wild, dad.
No, like, that was my... But that's the thing. But no. Listen. But that's my thing. That's why I wanted to bring like this topic up, because that was my initial reaction to this shit. Like, and even though y'all didn't like word it that way, you also thought like you strong. Like, why you didn't do nothing? At least like why you didn't retaliate? You know what I'm saying? Like you did nothing. to this dude.
Yeah,
You
I would have
know what I'm
punched him.
saying? But you know, fast forward now, it's like that's why I wanted to bring up the topic of like just perspective and maturity. Well, first, like, how would y'all define, in y'all own words, like, what do maturity look like for y'all for an individual?
Well, let's see what Webster's dictionary says.
I ain't asked Webster.
All right, you heard what I
I
said.
would say means get out of your childish way. Like
But
you
what's
are
child?
a
Like, what is that exactly? Like, what is some of the
look
things that we
Oh God.
that you would consider that?
If you still about 30 acting like you fucking 12, you got some growing up slash maturity to do.
But that can be defined as youthful.
No, fuck that. Motherfucker, you immature.
You know what's funny is that when you
What
look
is an
up.
example though? Because when we was younger, we loved to go skating. We can't still love to go skating when we get old.
Am I immature because I watch anime or play
No,
video games?
you just a nerd.
Gang gang. Check out Handsome and Nerdy.
Check out
See how I did it?
promo.
See how I did it? See how I did it?
Promo.
Yeah.
That's why you the one. That's
I
why we
watch
pay
a
you the
little. I
most.
watch. I watched the episode. First of all, you don't pay me at all. Second of all, I watched the episode. Was a great
Telling
episode.
our business.
It was a great episode.
Well,
No,
that's true.
motherfucker. Motherfucker won't be truthful, goddamn it. I ain't hit nobody.
Oh, look, he is
Hey,
true.
look, IND gonna hit a rant. Was like, we heard Uncle the Brothers ain't pay you, Ray. You want to talk about it? He'll be
Right, he
talking
gonna be on
again.
all the other podcasts talking shit about us now. What?
Man,
First of all,
I was with them from the beginning. It was my idea, and they ain't even
first of
want to pay
all,
me for it.
surviving
First of
Unfiltered the
all,
Brothers. The
first of
fuck is
all,
wrong with you,
no, I got a
nigga?
percentage. I got the percentage, and
The
then so
boy
I'm not gonna go
said,
talk no shit.
"Oh
That
Lord,
boy
Lord, don't,
says
Derek, don't
some.
blackball him. Don't blackball him in podcast.
That boy says
Be the next
surviving
Monique."
Unfiltered Brothers. Oh, they gonna have our logo in the black. Like,
God,
it's gonna be in red with a cross in them. Oh, that's gonna be funny. Hey, I might. Hey, Rand, when you go public, hit me up. I'll go out there with you.
I just love our dynamic, how we can just go from a serious topic.
Oh, we ain't mature at all.
Yeah,
There
no,
you
that's yeah, that
go.
perfect
Perspective.
example.
Perspective.
Thank you.
But I think
Yeah.
Rand was you could continue. I don't know if you was finished like
Nah, I ain't got
rapping
nothing else to say right now because he didn't piss me off. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
for what does
Thought
maturity look like for you?
you got a percentage.
Having your priorities in line.
Be facts. Be facts.
Need that.
Yeah.
I agree. That's because I ain't gonna hold you. I couldn't
Cause with the
define
bills I got, like I would
it.
have loved to go hit DJ Sir LJ at press club tonight, but I can't do it. I'm broke. I can't afford it.
How much they charge out there press?
I don't know. I
I
just
about to
don't. I ain't
say
got the ass
that
money
boy
to
said
go.
that boy said I ain't even look at the
He said it
price.
don't even matter.
I
I
know
ain't
I
even
won't
front.
go.
It ain't matter because you got to pay to get in. Of course, you want to get some shots or
Yeah.
something while you're there. So,
Exactly.
man, I ain't gonna
And
hold
rum
you.
and coke ain't cheap no more. Rum and coke
Nah,
ain't cheap.
look, ain't cheap no more. I know. J. Cole had just dropped his lineup for the Dream Fest. So I was like, I
I've
said,
seen
man,
it, and
look, I was.
I just scroll past it because I say I can't dwell on this.
See,
That shit.
you better than me
I
because
said I
I
can't
look.
dwell on this.
This was the moment that I was like, all right, it's a little bit of maturity in me, but it ain't as much because I sat there
Hey,
and I went to it.
Joe, $3. $3. Remember that. Just
Look,
remember three
look,
dollars.
Rand, look. Oh, that's right. They don't even know the $3 story because it got cut
It
out.
could be an insider. They
Hey,
could
that's
ask about
funny.
it. They could ask about
But
it.
man, I sat there. You know how much them tickets was when I looked at it? 300.
I didn't even look at it.
300 a
So you
person.
putting too much stress on your life right now.
He didn't even
Look,
justify it. I didn't even look at it.
I said, what bill
Unless,
don't be?
or, because I just got tickets for the jump, the R&B jump. I put that shit on a payment plan, nigga. You gonna stress this shit out, my
Tickets
nigga.
on the
Four
payment plan.
payments, nigga.
The problem is I get paid monthly, and then two, the other problem is the joint next month. So there ain't no payment plan. That's the thing I hate. They dropped the lineup like 1 month before the event. But I think that's mature. Because I looked, I said, I said, if I tell Derek I won't pay him this month, I could probably afford to go. What would you say if you would have hit me up, bro? I'm dream fast. Like, I'm out there. You're like, yo, why you ain't pay the rent? Yo, what would you, what would yo, you say?
You, listen, man, ain't no talking. Ain't no talking.
The rally only like three hours away, 3.5 hours away.
Ain't you no talking.
I'm pulling up.
Yeah, ain't no talking. It ain't no talking when we get there.
Oh, you coming too?
I'm coming to you.
Wait. Ryan, you coming too?
I mean, shit, I might have to. You just go, just not pay rent and go to this damn concert. I'm going to have to whoop your ass by damn self.
Hey, because you know.
Look, and when he get back, he going to Peach's house.
Oh, see, why you got to tell my mama? That's just too far now. I take the ass over, but telling my mama?
There might be another ass will be coming.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't gonna have nowhere to go, for real.
What y'all mean? Y'all ain't gonna live, you ain't going back in the crib?
You ain't pay rent?
Hey, it'll be like the us.
No,
like
baby.
It would be like them people upstairs.
Oh, Lord. Hey, you hear me? Hey, yo, we gotta tell y'all these stories, bro. We'll make a whole new, we might make it a Patreon episode. Oh, we just, hey, talk about Roommate Chronicles, boy. Them people upstairs,
we might have to do that.
Chronicles, hey, that's
bit your ass like good times.
These motherfuckers, man.
Hey, I'm gonna be on the door. Dang, let me in.
Anyways, back to the topic at hand.
Oh, yeah, we immature.
No, but I think everything that y'all said, I think one thing I would add on to it is probably not overreacting to certain things. I would put that in with the maturity. So
you think so?
Like,
no, I was just saying, like, what do you mean? Go ahead.
Like, with like not overreacting.
Mm-hmm.
Question.
Or give me a scenario. You know, I'm an overreacting ass nigga, so I'm offended.
I mean, I think we in the stage now, or a mindset now, where it's like, if you feel like someone is disrespecting you, you're gonna say something, but you ain't gonna like overdo it to, you know, go to jail or some shit like that. Right or wrong? Yeah, I mean, you can tell me if I'm right or wrong.
I don't know. I'm an overreacting ass nigga, so.
Comparing like us to like the younger generation, like
not
you disrespect them, it's a whole nother level. Like it's
that younger generation different.
So like not necessarily reacting that way, but still like getting your point across. And I say that just because I feel like that's what Terry Crews was in that moment. But I was like, I don't think I would have been able to not do nothing. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, when I say, like, define, like, maturity.
You think it was that mature? Or do you think he just cared about his career because he knew how I was moving out there?
Nah. I think it's a more mature thing because when you listen to his interview, it's like he was never the one set out. I don't think he ever set out to be, like, a star. In Hollywood, he was just so grateful that he had constant work, you know what I'm saying, whatever it was in Hollywood. So I think he, of course, you want to still consider the consequences that come from you doing this thing that can affect your career. It may stop you from working in a certain part of the industry anymore that you really wanted to work in, but I don't think if I was in that situation, it would have been a different, like, I don't think my mindset wouldn't be there as of yet if that happened to me. So do you respect that type of maturity out of an individual?
I don't know, dog. That's a lot. I mean, I get it, though.
Yeah.
I get it because it's like, it's the same conversation of like, at work, you can't spaz on a person because they disrespect you or something like that because it's your job. But, bro,
that's a whole different category.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's maturity, bro.
But you also got to think about it, too, though. What kind of trauma did he go through from that? Like he may have been in that position where he didn't want to talk about it, he didn't want to speak on it. And maybe now he's got to that point where I'm cool with being open with it.
You know, I think another thing is too, because he's Terry Crews, the piggyback off Rand, because he's Terry Crews and he's this big dude and we see him in this masculine light to a certain extent. Cause I mean, you gotta realize, like, outside of Friday After Next, which was him playing a dude out of jail, everybody hated Chris, he was a dad. And then you have his other show.
He's in a constant Brooklyn Nine-Nine or something.
Yeah, that show was hilarious. I've seen clips of it.
I never watched it.
Well, I haven't either. I've just seen like clips of it here and there. And I'm like, okay, this is like funny, like dry humor. But once again, he was a manly individual. Like, he's always portrayed in this way. So I feel like once you become a part of Hollywood, it's almost like the image that you portray on screen has to go with you. Like, to a certain extent. And it probably was almost hard. It was probably hard for him just not only to talk about it, to admit that it happened, to even think about it. And then on top of that, you're a black man. And I always emphasize that point. Like, I feel like sometimes we have to portray ourselves 10 times harder than anybody else because of the fact that we are who we are because of the color of our skin. And I think that, like, man, that's a lot. That's just a lot.
I wanted to ask you a follow-up question. And anybody can chip in if they want, but you asked me, you was like, is it maturity or is it just him trying to save his career? Mm-hmm. Why can't both of those be mature things though? especially if you're in a situation where now you can feed your family and you're stable in life.
Yeah, so but then also
want to ruin career and, you know, get that taken away and go
back. Let me ask you this. I'm gonna ask this question to follow up your question. All right, does maturity play a part with me honoring the principles that I keep for myself? Because let's say, like, part of my principles is that I'm a man and that you will show me respect as a man. I don't got to get loud with you. I don't got to argue with you. I ain't got to fight you, but you're going to respect me as a man. Mm-hmm. What happens when my principle as a man conflicts with my principle of me providing? Because, I mean, at that point, we saw, like, even he was like, he couldn't even be a part of a movie because he's going at it with somebody else. And they're like, hey, we can't work with you. That's wild. I can't handle my own business that has nothing to do with you because of what? Now you're taking mouth from my family? Like, you're taking food out of my family's mouth? I don't know. I just don't. It's a tough decision. I don't think it's a right or wrong answer, though. Right. I don't think it's the concept of maturity that dictates.
But
that.
I think it's too, I don't know. I'm sorry if I cut you off if I do it.
No, you're good. No.
I think it's like two sides too.
Yeah,
because you like. Oh, Durant talking.
No, I thought you said I was gonna say two sides to every story.
Oh, you know, right, yeah. No, I thought because you was looking the other way. I thought you were talking to Hazley again.
No. She in the room.
My fault. Yeah, but you don't want it to go against your, like, your morals and principles and everything like that. But what happened at that point in your life where after you've grown, you don't went to therapy, everything like that. Like, when situations like that happen, you used to react to it violently. But mm-hmm. now you don't figure out a different way. Get your point across without taking that route anymore.
I feel like the part that makes this situation particularly different from that, because, all right, let's give it, like, let's say me and a dude have a disagreement on the street, that would have ended up in a fight if I was a kid, but now I can just walk away as an adult. That was that's a whole different. I'll say this: violation of words is way different than violation of hands, in my personal opinion. You can say what you want to say to me. I feel like we all our jobs, we understand. And you can cuss me out. Like, I don't really care too much. Like, you know, you pretty much can say whatever you want to say to me. In my mind, I'm like, ah, this is a job. I don't really care. It's a whole different thing. You wasn't put your hands on me, though. I feel like once you come into my space and physically touch me, I just feel like, personally, all bets are off. Now you're touching me in a very intimate way in which, you know, I feel as if you're like, this has to be complete consent for you to even do what you're doing. Like, and you, and you're completely violating that consent. I just feel like it's different. I feel like it's just completely different. Yeah. Because I mean, it's not about like handling the situation. And I'm not saying Terry Crews did anything wrong. I don't think there was a right or wrong way to handle a situation as complex as that. And the only way to handle it is the way that you know how to handle it. I just know if that was me, I probably would punch somebody. Yeah, they would have been. We would have been rocking the road. And but you know what? Looking back, though, I guess he knew he couldn't do that because that was it, the consequences of him reacting in that way was too much. He was just grateful to be there. He was just grateful to have this opportunity, and now he's utilizing this to provide for his family. If he overreacts or treats this sensitive matter in the wrong way, he can lose everything, which is already being shown because, like you just said, like, I didn't see the interview. I saw clips of it, but I think, you know, once Monique and Kat came out, I feel like they oversaturated Shannon Sharpe's podcast, so people stopped posting clips as much. But so I didn't see the Terry Crews joint as much, but I just feel as if, like, from the way you're talking about it and from what I'm understanding, he knew the consequences of him overreacting to this was going to be too big. And he couldn't put himself in a position like that. I don't think it's a right or wrong answer for how you react to that, though. That's just my personal thing.
I think my point of view was for it was just listening to his story on an interview. I kind of equated maturity to how he reacted to the situation because, like what I said earlier, is like when I first heard about it, I was like, of that, like one, I was like, that's fucked up. But then two, I was like that's a big ass nigga. Like, why he ain't do nothing about it? And you kind of see, like, on social media, we ain't really take it. We were kind of making jokes, like, not we, but
no, I get it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The people. It was kind of making jokes about it. You know what I'm saying? But then, like, now in this mess that I am now, and listening to him tell that, it's like, nah, we was definitely. I was immature in that moment, but now listening to it, I'm like, I kind of understand. I still don't know if I would be able to do it because one, it hasn't happened to us. But yeah, I don't know.
But you know what this reminds me of? And they just talked about it. Just hilarious. I just saw a clip about her talking about it. Chadwick Boseman.
That's kind of what I thought about too.
When Chadwick made the video of him telling people to stay at home, niggas was like, because niggas ain't taking it serious. But at the end of the day, too,
I've seen that before.
But you know what? In my mind, personally, I was like, oh, he must be just training for a role. You know, Christian Bale is like, I know he's one of the biggest names to do it, and maybe Leonardo, I don't remember that. But like the bulk up and the size down. Like for certain roles, I was like, oh, he must be playing like, and oh, 50, like 50 in his joint, like how much weight he lost just to play those roles. Like, I was like, oh, he must be playing a hell of a role. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, he must be playing something. So I was like, man. But then in the back of my mind, I was like, okay, you know, we are like, this is a climate of uncertainty. So like, there was a part of me that was like, okay, it could be nothing, but there was a part of me that said it might be something. But, you know, Jess had talked about how she was doing Jess with the mess, and she said something about Chadwick. And then, like, you know, later on, he passed away. And it was crazy because it also goes back into, and I heard this outside therapy and in therapy. You can't measure yourself based like your past self based off who you are now, because you and yourself, like, now you have the knowledge, you know more, but back then you was only working with the knowledge that you had then. Like that's why they say hindsight isn't, like, you know, don't like, hindsight's 20/20, but don't measure yourself with regards to who you were or, you know, who you are now, because Niggas didn't know Terry was going through this like that. Like, we didn't know the story. Now, does that mean that it was a joking matter? No, of course not. I don't really think. I think the internet's always going to have people that's going to make jokes out of stuff. I don't think us personally, I don't think that we can really hold ourselves accountable, because you hearing about Terry Crews being sexually assaulted, the first thing you think of is, why you even punch that dude? You Terry Crews. But then after you hear the story and you hear the reason why, you're like, okay, now I understand. Now I have more information. Now I can move on from this. You know, I just think that it's just that situation of like, we didn't know what was really going on. We was going by what we saw and we just made an assumption. I don't really think it's a maturity thing, though. I mean, kind of so.
But, and I also kind of, when you talk about maturity, just, I guess, the ability to digest something that just happened to you and think about, actually think stop and consider think. What your reaction is going to be. I kind of equate that to maturity as well, too.
But, you know, some stuff might be that in-your-face moment, though, where you don't have that time to think.
Yeah, and you just
that thinking on the fly stuff.
When we heard it, you say y'all was shocked, and maybe if something like that happened to him, maybe his reaction initial reaction was just like, "What the fuck should I do in this moment?"
Yeah, now I told you, I had an incident at work that happened on Wednesday or Thursday, and before I had time to move the client into like an interview room, she already started spazzing in the lobby. Thank God it was like nobody in the lobby but me, the worker, and like the front desk. But I mean, she's going in. It was like no moment to react or calm down or think or whatever like that. And then I think like we've all been in situations where I tell anybody, once my heart beats louder than anything else in the room around me.
Then, I'm about to say, what you mean? Get the beating, motherfucker. I ain't like, supposed to be.
Once that joint get the beating so loud, how you wake up dead? Wake up dead because you in the bed. But yeah, like it's hard for me to sit there and like actually process what's going on. But you got to take a breath. You got to think about it. So I don't know. Like thinking about it now, I'm pretty sure he was shocked. He's like, I know this ain't happening to me. You know what I'm saying? I know this ain't just happened to me. Or not even on some like condescending, conceited type stuff. It's just like, I know this is not. You know, you in that moment of denial of like, I know this ain't just happened. He probably had to go home and process it himself.
Yeah.
Because like, what? Yeah. Yo, it's that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy to think about. Any final thoughts on that, fellas?
Just much respect for the man. He all right, man. That motherfucker Tad, just he's not here. Look at him.
Who, Ford?
Yeah.
Rand, do you got a word? I should have asked you that before we started. Do you got a word?
Do I got a word?
Yeah.
Do you have
a word? Nah, he ain't got no word.
He ain't got no word. Never mind. We'll get to it next time. No
more. He ain't got no word.
Check this out.
Don't say it now if you do.
If
you don't, you can elaborate on it.
I'm going to put it to you like this. It ain't just one word. I have you to know that I was thinking about something earlier, but I don't have like one said word.
Okay.
I will put it to you like that.
One to three?
But you just stay tuned.
A message.
Yeah, it's a message. Just stay tuned.
How about just say it and then we'll elaborate on the actual with the word the next episode. You just say that for that part, for this one.
Huh?
You just say what you got to say for this one, and we'll.
It's cool. Nah. I got a word. Nah.
Don't say fuck it now.
Because I'm his backup.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah, but look.
Oh, true.
The crazy part.
You is the backup.
But it's crazy. It was crazy because I was actually on the way home today. I was thinking. I was like, damn. But I ain't got no word. But I had. It's a. Don't worry about it. It's gonna touch your spirit.
We good.
All right, so we're
wrapping up that conversation. But before we close, I do want to give a shout out pretty much to y'all for supporting us these past 4 years. You know, looking forward to a great season 4. You know, with these conversations.
Long time. 4 years. Long years.
Yeah. I do got a word. I got a word for it. Don't worry about it.
Save it, Rain. I'm glad the word hit you.
Yeah,
you know it's good to see. It's
burning him, man. It's shut up.
I'm glad you felt it in your soul. But
yeah,
you're gonna have to.
It's just like fire right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
shut up.
Fire.
You shut up.
Yeah, it's like fire.
Come on, talk to us, boy. Talk to us.
Go ahead, give us a fire. Just like Jeremiah. Shut up in your bone. Hey, glory. Hallelujah.
There it is.
Yeah. Hey, I'll shut it up in that.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, 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 no. No.
But now,
no. Do that thing that you know how to do.
Yes.
Right.
Do that thing. Hurry up, man.
Listen, before we get out of here, be sure to support like our other shows that we got under the Unfit Brothers umbrella. So we have a sports show. I'm the host along with Aaron, you regional teaching, and then we have another show hosted by your boy Joe with Aaron and Jeffrey called Handsome and Nerdy. Pretty much anything you may consider that can't fall under that category, they're gonna be talking
nerd about. Culture. You know me, talks about it.
It's, you know, and I'm proud because I ain't got to do nothing. You know,
hey, it feel good, don't it?
And I don't got to do nothing. But I did want to give a special shout out before we get out of here to someone that just always show us love on IG. Their username is Mama Life Plus 3. So that's MamaLifePlus3. 3 on Instagram. Be sure to give her a follow and, you know, support her podcast as well. But you know, once again, we appreciate y'all for the support. And with
somebody
that,
get this food.
Oh, before I even close, what's your word, man?
Hey, my word is overcome.
Okay, elaborate.
Overcome.
Oh, hey, y'all.
Any giant obstacle, man, that you want to overcome, you just take a time. And open your Bibles and go to the story of David and Goliath and see how David overcame that whole situation. All right,
talk about
just you know. And if and also if you want to go a little further, check out Daniel and the Lion's Den. See how he overcame that. See how God see you through it and help you overcome everything that you're going through.
Help just shut up and bump.
And that's the word for y'all. For this week, we appreciate.
Why you looking like that, Joe?
Nah, just because your boy, you know that's your boy.
Y'all stay.
He was just. I'm gonna tell you one thing. Get for it up, boy. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. It's the Lord.
Hey, what did
the
he tell you?
What he tell you? We was talking about real life shit.
You mad because he making time for the Lord?
Look.
Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something.
Yeah, Terry got
touched. If anybody in this house won't sleep right now, I'll start running right now.
Oh my words, boy! I'm gonna tell you one thing. You are something else.
So when you talk about Daniel, good God Almighty, that's a word right there.
We out of here.
They'll preach.
Safe, and we out here.
All right, peace.